there. Welcome to the show. It's Gary Zimek. It is, believe it or not, day 33 of our 33-day preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We are getting set to do this, and what I'm going to do today is give you the final meditation. We wrap up the week devoted to the life of Christ. We're going to wrap that up today, and we will talk about what's going to be happening tomorrow. Tomorrow is the celebration of Our Lady of the Rosary, the memorial of Our Lady of the Rosary, the day where we get to make total consecration. So we'll talk a little bit more about what takes place when we make total consecration on the program today. Today's going to be, I'm going to give you a somewhat shortened version of the program today, mainly because I am pressed for time. Then I'm going to give you the 15-minute show tomorrow. And then here's what I need you to bear with me, because I'll be totally honest with you. I am burned out from the traveling, from doing three shows a day, and I've got to make some decisions. I'm not trying to bring you down or anything. If you like the show, I've given you the opportunity to donate to keep the work going. You let me know what you want to do. I mean, I still am desperately in need of donations. If you want to send your emails in, you want to send your donations in, I'm going to make a decision whether I can continue this show after total consecration. I had said going into it that I wanted to get through total consecration, but honestly, it's burning me out, and I've got to look for additional ways to make income. I'm going to give it to you straight, and that's what this is about. So we're going to get through consecration. It's all good, and then I'm going to leave it up to you, and I'm going to leave it up to the Lord, and I'm going to ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to do? I expect I'll be back with a decision, hopefully sometime next week. Now remember, you got today's show, you got tomorrow's show, which is the total consecration show, and then sometime during the next week, I will do another show. So I recommend you follow this show on Blog Talk Radio, or just keep checking back. I can't promise that I will do a show next week, but I will let you know either way which way I'm going to go with this. It's tough. I've got to travel. I got to lead a parish mission this weekend. And honestly, I was speaking last night. It's getting difficult. I just tell you that to let you know that you're going to make the decision for you. You will have input to the decision. So here's what you need to remember. Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go where you can make a donation to sustain my work. Honestly, you're going to have a great deal of input to this, to my decision. So if you like the work that I do, let me know. Let me know if you're able to help me to continue financially. Whatever you want to do, it's kind of a serious problem. Let me just put it that way. It's a serious problem at this point, and I got to be honest with you. So I'm looking for a lot of donations or some big-time donations, or the Lord to tell me, Gary, you just got to keep doing this. So it's a lot of different things going on, but now's the time if you want to have input to this program. But I am here right now, and I thank you for your support. But I think sometimes the message just doesn't get out there. People hear, and I'm like that too sometimes, to be honest. And you think, well, he's just bluffing, or it's not really that bad. It's bad, only because I am spread in a million different directions trying to support my family. This is not an easy way to make a living. And again, I took this on. The Lord called me to do it. I'm doing it. Now I'm trying to figure out what it is that I'm supposed to do next. And when you're running around like crazy trying to find ways to earn a living, something has to go. And that's, I'm trying to figure out what that something is. Anyway, I come to you. I tell you that we got a good show today. We're going to finish out total consecration. The reason I'm shortening the show today is because of the fact that I have to prepare to get ready to hop on a plane and head to Fargo, North Dakota. That's the reason. And then tomorrow's show is typically a 15-minute show anyway. But today's the last meditation. You know, let me pray and then I'll speak from the heart. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, I give you thanks because you have let us once again for the seventh consecutive year go through total consecration to Jesus through Mary. I'm really grateful for that, Father. I'm grateful to be able to lead this. I've done this, as you know, for a long time. The devotion changed my life. Growing closer to you, Father, has changed my life. I ask you to help us all as we go through this. Make us wise. Help us know what it is that we are doing with total consecration. Help us to be able to appreciate it as best as we can. Help us learn more about your Son, Jesus. And help us learn more about the Blessed Mother. Father, we lift up our needs to you. You are all powerful. You are all loving. We lift up our needs and we ask you to help us. Father, I ask you to speak through me on the program today. I ask you to open our minds and our hearts to be able to hear and respond to your message. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. And Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, got to take a sip of my beverage du jour before I speak from the heart. Nice cold can of Coca-Cola today. That's my beverage. You know what I always tell you. I hope you have a beverage, a snack. And I hope you know something. I've been doing this show for a long time. I started doing this show, wow, in 2011, I think. I think that's when I started. I honestly forget. It's been so long. Might have been late 2010, but it started as a 15-minute show done from my basement in my old house over the telephone. I think I started it while I was still working full-time in the software industry. It was done. You know, it's funny. I did it because I just wanted to get into radio. I was not working in on any Catholic station at the time. I just wanted to have my own show, so I started this thing on Blog Talk Radio. So many great things have happened since then, and I've kept this up. I stopped it for a while when I was doing a lot of traveling, and I heard from many of you who said, you got to keep it up. Could you please keep it up? And so I started doing it again, and I really, really have loved this show. There have been times when I was having a really bad day, and very few people know this, when I would do this show and I would hear you, I mean, I would feel your presence, I really would, and I'd talk to the Lord in prayer, and I'd read scripture. My buddy Bobby is a listener, and Bobby, if you're listening, I know I told you this, doing this show sometimes is my happy place. Because I get to talk about the Lord. I get to talk to the Lord, right, when I'm praying with him and I lead the prayer. And I get to relay his message to you and to me when I read sacred scripture. So it's a really, really wonderful opportunity. And I'm so grateful for it. What I said at the start of the show is true. I am really at the point where something's got to give. I don't know what that something is. So I wanted to get it on the table. It's on the line. You know what the deal is. So you have what's the word I'm saying, what you're looking for? Good thing. It's tough when you do radio and you can't find the word. You have a say in what happens. So your donations, your emails will make a difference. But here's the thing I really want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about total consecration. If you've never done this before, this is life-changing. When I first did my total, and I don't want to read this from the book. I just want to give you something from the heart. When I first made my total consecration in 2011. It was October the 7th. I did it publicly as I was doing it for the first time. So I led my first group on Blog Talk Radio through this. We consecrated our lives to Mary, Jesus through Mary, on October the 7th, 2011. At the time, none of us knew what we were doing. Had a bunch of loyal listeners. Some of them may still be around. And, you know, we were all kind of confused as to what to expect. I got shingles in the middle of it. And that's one of the reasons that I knew that my day job was really getting to me. The doctor had asked me, are you under stress? And yeah, I was under stress at the time. I got shingles. It was on my face, and it my lips blew up, and If you didn't hear it, you're lucky, because it was hard to talk, and I got through it. And it seems like every year I do this, some challenge presents itself. But this really is, let's see, 2011, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. Yeah, this is really the seventh year. I had to count this out. And I've used a variety of different books, and literally I've lost count of how many people have signed up and gone through this, probably 3,000+. So that's a lot of people. We used a variety of different books. We used a lot of different methods. Past 2 years, I've gone with the best of approach where I don't burden you with the book. And we made our total consecration on 2011. At the time, I was struggling with my job and really struggling, feeling that the Lord was calling me to work for Him. And the one fruit, the one immediate fruit that I saw with total consecration is that as soon as I made it, I was always fighting this urge to, yeah, you need to be in full-time ministry, but I have to support my family, and I just hate my job. And I really was completely buried. I was going to meetings, and if you've ever been in this situation, you understand this. And I was praying that nobody would ask me questions because I didn't have answers. I got promoted to management, and I just was completely drowning. You ever have that feeling? It's not a good feeling. And I just really felt like the one thing I'm good at, I always felt, was talking about the Lord, at least after I had my conversion and I was starting to do some national radio. At the time, I was still working, so I had started to do that, and I'm thinking, wow, I really love this. I love writing about the Lord, trying to draw people closer to Him. Here I am hiding out in meetings saying, please, Lord, don't let them call on me because I'm not going to know the answer. Anyway, I made the consecration, and the most amazing peace came over me, and I was able legitimately. You know, we can all say things, yes, Lord, I go along with this, but oftentimes we don't feel it. And that's okay. I mean, when you submit to God's will, you don't necessarily have to feel it. It's your assent, your obedience. That's where how you express your love for Him. That's what He wants. But I remember I was walking the dog, and I remember exactly where it was. This was after I made total consecration. I turned the corner, and I remember saying, Lord, and feeling it incredibly, Lord, if you need me to stay at the day job, that's fine. And I really meant it. It was unbelievable. I don't know if I've ever talked about this before. I maybe touched on it, but for some reason it's real. I'm really feeling it today as I'm telling you this. And I knew that it was the Blessed Mother, that she was helping me to really follow the Lord's will in my life. Because I tried to get to that point so many times, and I couldn't do it. Because I just absolutely hated what I was doing, and I wasn't very good at it. You know, you think you want to get into management, you get in there, and you realize, wow, this is horrible. Some people are cut out for it, I wasn't. Anyway, turned the corner, walking the dog, and it just hit me. This peace came over me, and I said, Lord, if you need me to stay at my day job, I'm fine with it. And I really meant it. And it felt good to be able to say that. So I knew that was the influence of the Blessed Mother working behind the scenes. I could never say those words and mean them before, but she was helping me. And then as time went on, I would find myself wanting to read the Bible more, wanting to go to spend time with our Lord in adoration, wanting to go to daily Mass more. I mean, really wanting to go, and wanting to go to confession more. All these things were happening behind the scenes, and I know now this was the Blessed Mother's influence. Getting back to the job thing, what was really amazing about this story, I made that total consecration on October the 7th of 2011, and I don't know exactly when it was that I was able to say, Lord, I'm okay staying at the day job, but I would guess maybe 1 month later or so. I mean, at the most, it was 1 month later in January. Again, I don't remember when that happened. In January the 6th of 2012, I got laid off from my day job. And that's the point where my wife urged me to try to go full-time as a Catholic speaker and writer and radio host. And at the time, you know what, to be honest with you, I didn't have any speaking engagements. I had a book coming out in October of that year. I had nothing to go on except some of my network appearances, which don't pay anything. But, you know, I had always believed that, first of all, I definitely believe that layup was a call from the Lord to step out of the boat and work for him full time. I always believe that he was waiting for me to say, "Your will be done, Lord. You know what? I don't care if I have to stay at this job that's killing me. If that's what you want me to do, I'm going to do it." I think he was waiting for me to surrender to his will. I wasn't able to do that until the Blessed Mother helped me. And then the layoff came, and then I have been blessed to be able to work in full-time ministry for, January will be 6 years. I have 6 books written. I was approached by a publisher with the possibility of writing another book, and that's, you know, in the back of my mind. I have no idea if that's going to happen. I've spoken from coast to coast. I not only have done network radio, I not only have a show on Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia, where I bring in some of the top guests in the Catholic world, and that's not me doing that. That's the Holy Spirit setting that up for me. But I am just amazed that the Lord has done with this with me. Plus, I've been on network television. I have had many great opportunities to share the good news of Jesus Christ, much more than I ever deserve. That would not have been possible without the Blessed Mother. I believe she was the motivation. She got me started. She influenced, I'm sure, my wife to say yes and tell me to go ahead and do this. And I can't emphasize enough the power of the Blessed Mother and how she will work in your life. I am a coward. I am not somebody who likes to take risks. There is no way I would have survived at this career for as long as I did without the Blessed Mother's help. There is no way that I would have become have such a strong desire to read sacred scripture without her help, because I always used to find the Bible very confusing and very boring. Now I just love reading it. And again, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but with her help, that's possible. I would never have had a desire to really pursue a close friendship with Jesus without her. These are all things that have happened in the past 6 years. Even once I'm out there working full-time as a Catholic evangelist, and I never had that desire to really, really get to know Jesus. I mean, I thought I did, but it has really intensified over the past several years. I recognize I have a lot of sinfulness. I attribute that to the Blessed Mother. You know, a lot of times we kid ourselves. We think we're really great. My pride has been, decreased a little bit. I'm still working on that. You know, it's hard when I'm a pretty strong-willed guy, and I believe I'm right, and I like to do things a certain way, and sometimes my pride becomes a hindrance to me. So that is something that the Blessed Mother has helped me with. I strongly encourage you to go ahead with total consecration. It will change your life. And again, I'm feeling kind of weird today. I'm getting ready to take a trip, and I would ask you to please pray for me as I go lead this parish mission in North Dakota. I'm not sure what my future holds. I'm not sure where the Lord's calling me. I'm not sure about the future of this program. Everything's up in the air right now. I do know that I love the Lord, and I want to bring souls to him in any way possible. I want to call attention to total consecration in any way possible, because it's life-changing. And to be honest with you, I know that one day the Lord's going to call me home, and I'm going to have to answer to him. I don't want to say, "I'm sorry I wasted my time. I'm sorry I got lazy. I'm sorry it was too much work." I want to do the best I can. I would ask you to pray for me. I would ask you to pray for everybody making this total consecration. And I want to just encourage you tomorrow to go through with it. I'm not sure if I'm going to have time tomorrow, but I will sum up at some point when I come back to let you know the future of this show. But I also want to make sure you understand just how important you are to me. Even though I can't see you when I do this show, I know you're there. I feel you. I get your emails. I get the donations that have come in. And it means a lot for you to put your faith in me, for you to listen to this program. because I really pour my heart and soul into this. I don't know if you can tell, but I am passionate about doing what I do. I never worked this hard and enjoyed any job that I've ever had. That's why I go through the weekends with this total consecration. And I thank you for your patience when I have to come to you, when I came to you so many times and I asked for donations. I know that gets old. If there was any other way for me to do it, I would do it. If I could fund all of this by myself, I would gladly do it. That would be a dream to me. Go out and speak, write, do these podcasts for free, proclaiming the fact that Jesus Christ loves you, proclaiming that the Blessed Mother is the best mom you can ever have. I would love to do it. But it's gotten to the critical level. You know what I mean? A lot of us in ministry, we're barely surviving. Sometimes it's misleading. You look at somebody who writes books. There's not much money there. You know, and it becomes hard. It becomes challenging. I just tell you this to give you a little insight. And I want you to know that if for any reason, and I honestly not sure. I'm going to go away. I'm going to have a little time to spend with the Lord. I'll talk to my wife, and we'll see where we go with this. I'm not sure about the future of this show. I want you to understand something, though. I believe in this total consecration. And if there's any way that I can continue to do this, you know I'm going to be here. I just want to make sure you get this and you don't think, oh, that Gary, he's a quitter. No, no. I really care. I care about you. I care about your soul. I care about your happiness. And the Lord wants you to be happy. He wants you to be happy, I promise. It's not like he's signing you up for a life of suffering. There's going to be suffering, or misery, I should say. There's suffering in everybody's life, whether you follow the Lord or not. You're going to be peaceful if you cling to the Lord. So that's my message for you today. Again, we will do a show tomorrow. We'll read the consecration prayer together, and then you can either do it with me or you can go and make your total consecration by yourself. I want to do the final meditation now. And again, this is I'm free-forming it today because I wasn't sure where the Holy Spirit wants me to go with this. This is day 33. Participate in the life of Christ. We're going to start with the scripture reading from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. Have this in mind among yourselves, which was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, what's interesting about this, we have looked at this reading before along the way. So the way I look at it, since I'm really depending on the Holy Spirit to guide me, I didn't premeditate this. I just felt this is where I should go. Excuse me. I feel that the Holy Spirit, pardon me, let me take a sip of my soda here. I feel the Holy Spirit wants us to go in this direction and focus on the incredible humility of Jesus. The fact that he humbled himself, lowered himself to become man, to deal with what we have to deal with here in this life. He did that out of love. St. Louis de Montfort's observation. The chief concern of the Christian should be to tend to perfection, be faithful imitators of God as his well-beloved children, the great apostle tells us. St. Gregory of Nyssa makes a delightful comparison when he says that we are all artists and that our souls are blank canvases which we have to fill in. The colors which we use are the Christian virtues, and the original which we have to copy is Jesus Christ, the perfect living image of God the Father. Just as a painter who wants to do a lifelike portrait places the model before his eyes and looks at it before making each stroke, so the Christian must always have before his eyes the life and virtues of Jesus Christ, so as never to say, think, or do anything which is not in conformity with his model. Okay, the reminder for us is that everything we do in life should be modeled after Jesus. What would Jesus do? You've heard it numerous times. It was really big a few years ago. What would Jesus do in any situation? What would he say? How would he act? That's what we're called to do. Father Hugh Gillespie, I'm reading from his book, has this question. Having come this far, how do you feel? Are you ready to surrender yourself completely to Christ through the hands of Mary? I want you to think about that tonight. And then he has a resolution for today. Tomorrow or during the next few days, make the act of total consecration and honor the Blessed Virgin by means of a sacrifice, an almsgiving, or the saying of an extra rosary. Make a firm decision to remain faithful to the obligation of growing in this spirituality of consecration. It's kind of weird to be at the end of this, I have to admit. It's kind of hard for me, but, you know, it feels strange. I mean, I really pour a lot into this. We are at the end of Total Consecration 2017. 33 days. I mean, good job. You made it. Tomorrow's the big day. If you have any questions, let me know. The show will be tomorrow, 15-minute show. We'll do the pledge together. But I recommend you print it out and you say it at Mass if you can. After communion is the best time to do it. But I'm going to do a show. We'll talk a little bit about what to expect, where we go from here. Even though I only have 15 minutes, that's what I'm going to do on tomorrow's show. But again, I want to thank you for listening to me talk about the Lord and the Blessed Mother for these past 33 days. I know we have a lot of new listeners, and I'm very grateful. I will always be available for your questions. I just don't know where we go from here. I do know we have a show tomorrow, though, so count on that. And sorry if I got a little sentimental today, but, you know, I feel things pretty deeply, and I really believe in this. And I believe in the Blessed Mother. She's going to bring you closer to Jesus. If, final time, I'm going to sign off now. Remember, tomorrow's show, 15-minute show. If you feel inclined to send a donation to me at followingthetruth.com, no amount is too small, no amount is too large. You want to subscribe to my podcast, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled? That would help. You can do that. I would really appreciate it. You want to send your thoughts? That would be great, too. You are phenomenal. You are unbelievable. I'm so grateful to have you as a listener. All right. You ready to do it? We'll see you tomorrow. We're going to talk about this again. Thanks again for listening. Any questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com. That's the place to get in touch with me. Again, tomorrow is the big day, October the 7th, the memorial of Our Lady of the Rosary, when we make our total consecration to Jesus through Mary. I'm going to run for now. Until we meet again, remember that wherever you go, and please never forget this, the Lord is with you. He is with you. He loves you. Just make sure you turn around and say hi. This is Gary Zimek, and I thank you for listening. I'll see you tomorrow for the big day, total consecration to Jesus through Mary. God bless you. The Gary Zimek Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.